Republican presidential candidate Jeb Bush recently zeroed in on Democrat Hillary Clinton after she gave a speech on reproductive health care and childbirth. WSF's Susan Giles Wontuck checked in with Josh Gillen with PolitiFact Florida to see if Bush's interpretation of that speech was on the mark or not.
Far too many women are still denied critical access to reproductive health care and safe childbirth. All the laws we've passed don't count for much if they're not enforced. Rights have to exist in practice, not just on paper. Laws have to be backed up with resources and political will, and deep-seated cultural codes, religious beliefs, and structural biases have to be changed.
So that's what Clinton said, and when he made his presidential candidacy official earlier this month, here's what Jeb Bush said about her statement.
Secretary Clinton insists that when the progressive agenda encounters religious beliefs to the contrary, those beliefs, quote, have to be changed.
Jeb tagged that with, thanks for the warning. So Josh Gillen, how did Jeb's statement about what Clinton said fare on PolitiFact Florida's Truthometer?
Well, we rated this one half true. And I mean, you heard it right there. I mean, she did say those words have to be changed. But what he's leaving out here is the context of what she was talking about. She's at the Women in the World Summit back in April, and she's talking about here these ideas that in order for women across the planet, really, to have access to proper health care and maternal medicine and the right to not be abused by their partners, that these are the things that are going to have to change. And she did mention cultural codes and structural biases along with those religious beliefs. And that is not really the context that Bush is giving here. He is making it sound like she is attacking religious beliefs in general. And, you know, it's really a point that she was trying to make, that these things will have to change in order for the world to change. And it's kind of hard to argue with that point of view in that sense. But, you know, we do give him credit for, I mean, he is accurately quoting the fact that she said religious beliefs would have to be changed. So we gave it a half true.
Josh, moving on, U.S. Senator Marco Rubio, who also has presidential aspirations, recently said in an op-ed for USA Today about the National Security Agency metadata collection program, there is not a single documented case of abuse of this program. Internet search providers, internet-based email accounts, credit card companies, and membership discount cards used at the grocery store all collect far more personal information on Americans than the bulk metadata program. Josh, can you provide a little more context on this issue?
Well, this is another one that we rated half true. And here we focused on the idea of whether or not there was a, quote, single documented case of abuse. And people we talked to said it really kind of comes down to how you define abuse. Now, the procedures involved here, there are several instances in which the procedures were not followed correctly for the collection of this data and how it was organized, several different ways. We write about that on the website. But whether or not you really can consider that abuse, that's a bigger question, because it was found that there's no real intentional abuse. These were kind of procedural things. Parts of the law weren't followed specifically the way they were laid out. But there was no evidence of malice in any of these instances. There was no apparent attempt by government workers to really go after the people in the cases that we're discussing here. Now, the problem with that, of course, is that if there were malicious cases, we just don't know about them. And perhaps they happened and we weren't aware of them. But we didn't find any example of an intentional misuse of the program. That doesn't mean there weren't some problems there, though. So we called this one half true.
Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.